You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back into KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. BYU basketball getting near the end of non-conference play this holiday season. And joining me is BYU reserve Richie Saunders, sophomore season. What's been the biggest change in year two for you compared to your first year with the Cougs?
You know, I just feel a little more comfortable, right? With the time, like, I feel like I've really been able to learn and gel with the guys more, and I think it's been super awesome to see how, as a team, we are really working together to accomplish something great. I just feel like we all have a common goal, which is awesome.
Common goal, and it feels like this team is really close away from the court. What do you guys do away from basketball that brings this team so close together?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's been just a lot of time over the summers and stuff, over this last summer of spending time together, you know? Like, we were able to go to Europe, and, you know, I feel like that really helped us to get closer together. And I feel like we've done a lot of different servicings. Like, this last week, we had, like, a little shoot around with some of the with a great nonprofit here, and I feel like we just like being around each other, which is fun. I mean, because we are around each other so much, you know, like so much. But I love this group of guys.
I've heard that Super Smash Brothers is a thing too on this team.
Yeah, I am not the greatest at that, but there's some apparently really good people on the team. So
who got that started? Who brings the Switch console to hotels when you guys are on the road?
Yeah, we have one downstairs in our locker room, and so they just bring it with them. So it's fun to be in the hotel, and all of a sudden you just hear like, oh, or something. Like, everybody goes crazy, and I'm sure the people next to us in the hotels aren't super happy about that. But, no, it's super fun.
I got to imagine, though, it's pretty fun to get on the court in these games when you just know you've got so much chemistry and rapport with these guys.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, it just takes so much pressure off each person, I feel like, because really we can't do it unless we do it together. There's no way around it. And so, like, I feel like when we step on the court, like, we really, like, we see that we need each other. And so I couldn't ask for anything more, you know.
Do you feel like this year you've been playing with no pressure, and that's what's maybe causing all the improved, at least statistically, the metrics have improved a lot for you this season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's always pressure, right? But I feel like just we really focus on what we need to focus on, and that's kind of like a little mantra for us, is focusing on us. And I feel like when we put our energy towards that, like, we don't need to put our energy towards, like, what if we do this? What if this happens, you know? A lot of different unknowns can be pushed back into the back of our mind, and, like, we just focus on, again, what we need to focus on.
How much do you, or what's an area that you feel individually that you feel like you still want to kind of improve on over the course of this season, then close out non-conference and in the Big 12 play?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different areas that need big sharpening, right? But I feel like two key ones is being able to guard in the post, and which is definitely a little newer to me, but also being able to guard the point guard. I want to be able to become an elite defender, and I feel like I want to take a big step with the remainder of the season in that, as well on the offensive side of continuing to shoot with confidence and just shoot the shots, you know, shoot my shots.
When you bring up the defensive side, there has been clearly improved play on that. I mean, the stats bear that out, and the way you guys are beating teams, it's noteworthy. What's been the biggest change with this defense as a whole this year?
You know, that's a good question. I feel like one of the things that comes to my mind is we watch a lot of defensive film, individually and as a team. And Kiel Fennell, our coach that's mainly over defenses, you know, he helps us to really buy into the picture of, we call it guarding our yard. meaning like if we can really just take it on personally and like hold our ground and win the different areas that we need to, then we don't need to have the additional help, right? And so we can take it one-on-one instead of having to bring a second defender, which creates an opening for the offensive team. It's been really good.
How is it, you talk about protecting your yard, home court here at BYU has always been a big thing, the Marriott Center. What's your feelings of going into that building and just the environments? I mean, you've seen a wide range of venues in your short time here at BYU. Just your feelings on playing in the Marriott Center and how big of an advantage that can be for this program going forward?
No, like it really is awesome, right? Like to be able to know you got the Rock and all the other, 15,000 people in addition to the Rock, it's amazing, right? Like, because when teams come in here, like I've had people during the game ask me like, is it always like this? Is it always this loud? And I'm like, no, like you have no clue, right? And it makes all the difference for us, knowing that we got a lot of people that have our backs and stuff, you know, so.
Last thing for you, Richie, there's a good vibe around this team, even though like there's the rankings, all that noise outside, but it feels like you guys are still like on the attack to prove people wrong in a way. It's got to be a sweet spot to where there's still so much to prove, yet the nation's kind of still, to some degree, taking notice of you guys.
Yeah, no, we have not proved anything, right? It's early in the season, and we see that. Like, I feel like we see where we need to grow as a team and just individuals. And, like, because of that, I feel like we're hungry, right? Like, we haven't, like, we always talk about it. Like, we are going to continue to prove to the world that we are great. And maybe in games where we're up by a lot, like, that needs and it, like, it needs to stay. Like, where we are still here to prove that we are great, right? Like, we are here to not just be like a lot of teams where if we're up by 30 or like then it dips, they cut to come back a little bit, but we want to keep pushing on them. And we've had both games, right? Like I think of Denver where they started to creep back after we were up by a lot. But then we go into Georgia State. Like our last game, we were up by 30 and we just kept telling ourselves that we want to prove that we were great. And so keeping our foot on the throat, right? And it's been a fun year so far, and there's so much more to do.
I know I said the last thing, but kind of just wanted to follow up on that. Is that what kind of inspires you to always bring that great effort when you get? I mean, you've been consistently getting about 24 minutes or so a game. Is that what kind of motivates you? Like, because you've been bringing some great effort on the glass, the assist, everywhere across the board. Is that what kind of fuels you?
Yeah, there's. I'm grateful for the opportunities that I have, and I'm eager to prove to that we're great, you know. And I love it, and I'm super fortunate to be in this position. So,
the murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions: who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.